The recent avalanche death of a longtime Anchorage ski coach with decades of experience in Alaska's mountains shocked those who knew him. But as much as Randy Burkt knew about avalanche danger, his death represents a phenomenon not unfamiliar in backcountry skiing. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, even snow safety experts get caught in avalanches.
Ski racing was a big part of the soundtrack to Randy Burkt's life. He spent years coaching up-and-coming skiers, including the dominant service high school teams in the mid to late 90s, and even some athletes who went on to the Olympics. The recently retired 60-year-old was considered a pillar of the ski community. Service's recent snowball ski race finals were dedicated to him.
Let's aim our loudest cheers to the finalists who are going to show us all how Randy would want it done.
It isn't a surprise Burkt's contributions to skiing are part of how he's being memorialized. More unexpected is that he died skiing, buried under 4 feet of snow at Hatcher Pass the day before Thanksgiving.
It's like finding out the best driver you knew just got in a bad car wreck.
That's Gary Snyder, a high school science teacher and fellow ski coach who spent time in the backcountry with Burkt.
You know, here's a guy who had a ton of experience. He thought things through a lot. He paid attention to details, and clearly, he knew a lot about avalanches, and then to have him die in an avalanche is really shocking.
Snyder's not alone in struggling to understand what happened. Burkt was with two other skiers on Marmot Mountain and was the first to descend. The most recent forecast noted a weak layer in the snowpack. Burkt triggered an avalanche reportedly 150 feet wide by 800 feet long. His group carried all the recommended avalanche rescue gear, beacons, probes, and shovels. Burkt's partners dug him out, but their attempt to resuscitate him was unsuccessful. Hatcher Pass Avalanche Center Director Jed Workman says a major factor in the accident is that instead of fanning out, the snow funneled into what's known as a terrain trap.
This was a fairly thin avalanche, but getting buried in a ravine, it increased the depth.
Avalanche hazard was rated considerable, but considerable is in the middle of a scale that has 5 degrees of risk, and it doesn't mean the entire forecast area is unsafe. Workman says the forecast is just one part of the puzzle.
There's just no guarantee that any one of us is going to put all the pieces together every single time. Accidents are going to happen. And it's not a reflection necessarily of our skill.
Still, friends and family say Randy Burkt was about the last person you would expect to be buried in an avalanche. Burkt was a professional patroller at Utah's Alta ski area for 11 winters. He made hundreds of human-powered alpine ascents and descents. Burkt's backcountry buddies say he was among the most careful skiers they've ever known. But Workman and Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center Director Wendy Wagner say the more time someone spends in avalanche terrain, the more they are exposed to the risk of getting caught in one.
There is no way you're going to be able to reduce a risk to zero to be able to know for sure slope's not going to avalanche.
Wagner says avid skiers will face so many variables that are often unseen and completely out of their control that the odds of an accident increase over time.
It just takes that one day with that one wrong decision in the wrong spot, and you have a really bad outcome.
Like everyone else interviewed for this story, Wagner doesn't blame Burkt for his death. But the impulse in others to assign blame might have deeper origins. Paul Wunneke is a longtime friend and ski buddy of Burkt's, and also a trained avalanche professional. He's on the Alaska Avalanche School Board of Directors. Though he admits he's no psychoanalyst, Wunneke has a theory about why people are quick to judge victims of accidents like the one that befell his friend.
If you can sit in your armchair and say, well, you know, I would do this and I would do that, and I wouldn't have done this and I wouldn't have done that, then you feel a little bit better about all the times that you had near misses that you don't even know about.
Wunneke says there's a lack of negative feedback for bad decisions made in the backcountry because, more often than not, nothing goes wrong.
If it didn't avalanche and we're home by our sweeties by the fire at the end of the day, then we must have made good decisions. And that isn't necessarily what happened. In reality, it might just be that we were very lucky.
Wunneke says Burkt would have wanted his death to cause others to learn more about traveling in the mountains, to think critically about the risks while they're there, and to communicate with their partners. And he says Burkt would have also wanted one other thing.
Absolutely, without a doubt, I know Randy would say, go skiing. That's what Randy would want us to do.
For cross-country skiers hoping to honor Burt, a memorial ski event is planned for Sunday, December 10th on the trails behind Service High. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
Meanwhile, the most recent forecasts indicate high avalanche danger at both Hatcher and Turnagain Passes.